Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Vincennes Reveille High School, where we've got girls basketball action here tonight. It's the Reveille Lady Patriots hosting the Bar Reeves Vikings. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to bring you all of the action tonight, and we are just a few moments away from our tip-off. Both of these teams have had a longer break over the Christmas holiday. Bar Reeves has not played in 9 days. They split with White River Valley and Shackamack 9 days ago at the Blue Chip SWIAC contest, and Reveille comes into tonight's contest with only one loss on the season, ranked once again in the top five of Class A, looking to make a return trip to the state finals. It should be a good one here tonight, and we will bring you all of the action. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups in the opening tip. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this timeout.
Attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Save big at the Washington Chrysler Center's Big Finish of 2017. Right now you can take 25% off all remaining 2017 Ram trucks in stock. Quad cab 4x4s starting at just $29,572. Or take 25% off a Bighorn crew cab and save over $12,000. But the biggest deal of the year is a Ram crew cab Laramie 4x4 that was $52,600 and now with 25% off it's just $39,362. These deals absolutely end at the end of the year, and it's only at the Washington Chrysler Center.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral agreements. Hello, this is Chris Sievers. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. This public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Sievers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana, opening early 2018.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Helena Chemical in Montgomery is proud to offer Megafol. Megafol will rev up growth in your corn and soybean field. This natural plant extract increases metabolism, which allows your crop to use its own energy more efficiently. When used as part of a high-yield fertility program, Megafol can increase your yields by as much as 13 bushels an acre for corn and nearly 5 bushels per acre for soybeans. To find out more, contact your Helena representative today in Montgomery. Call 486-3285 or visit online at helenachemical.com. The Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Odin-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Back at Reveille High School, a little technical difficulty here with the sound system, but we are just about ready for starting lineups and the opening tip. Reveille and Barive getting ready to go. And we may have starting lineups here tonight. And if not, I think the officials would just be cool with throwing them on the floor and saying, let's jump it up. We've got places to go and people to see. Am I right, Caden Boyd? My favorite top number one nephew, also the Vikings statistician here tonight. But he is completely behind the scenes, refusing to put on the headset, but that is okay. Barive going to go the way they've went most of the season. And one guard position is going to be Mariah Bullock, 5'5 sophomore. She's going to be joined tonight in the backcourt by Melissa Wagler. Melissa, 5'6 sophomore. Also in the starting lineup tonight, Vikings leading scorer and rebounder Kara Hughes. Kara, 5'7 and a junior. Also in the starting lineup tonight, Tracy Stahl. Tracy, 5'6 and a freshman. And in the middle tonight for Bari, Rachel Wilson. Rachel is a 5'9 junior. Vincennes Reveille, we'll talk about their starting lineups here in just a second, but a name that we will hear a lot tonight is Grace Wagner. Wagner, very excellent 6'1" junior. Tip is up. It is controlled by Reve, and here comes the Lady Patriots. And quickly shot off the glass by Molly Niehaus is no good, but rebounded by Wagner. Wagner going to go back up. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Rachel Wilson. Ball going to be on the floor. Barrie going to get it out. Lady Vikings with their first possession. Melissa Wagler with it. Going to hand it back to Kara Hughes. Kara going to bounce it over to Melissa. Looking inside to Rachel Wilson into the post. And they're going to get a foul. And they're going to get that on Molly Niehaus, saying that she was holding Rachel Wilson. So Barrie going to get it on the baseline. Bullock with it on the inbounds, going right back into Wilson. Rachel dribbled it, shouldn't have done that. Ball's going to be on the floor. Hughes going to pick it up, but now Reve going to come out with it. Left-hand layup in and good by Megan Niehaus. 2-0 Reve, and there's that patented 2-2-1 Reve pressure that we've seen in the past with Coach Tim Young. Now we're seeing it with the new man on the sideline, who's not new at all. We'll talk about Coach Rick Marshall returning to the sidelines. Three up after a Reve steal. It is no good. Rebounded by Melissa Wagler. Wagler bounces it over to Tracy Stahl, freshman with a left-hand dribble. Over to Bullock. Mariah's got it. Bounces it over to Wagler on the right side. Melissa almost has it taken away. Kara going to pick it up. Kara Hughes, spin dribble, trying to get around everybody. Her shot going to be blocked out of bounds by Wagner. Barrie going to get it on the baseline. 2-0 Reve, 6:18 left, opening quarter. Kara to Mariah on the inbounds. See what Barrie tries to get in here. Reve man-to-man on defense. And got a dead ball situation. Almost a five-second call on Tracy Stahl. Reve going to pick it up. Going to get it out ahead to Wagner. She's going to have to save it pass a little too long. Reve going to come up with it. Grace Wagner going to set for three. It's going to roll in and out. No good. And rebounded by Rachel Wilson. Rachel going to dribble it up the floor, pitch it back to Bullock. Moe's got it now. Left-hand dribble. Back to Melissa Wagler. Over to Kara Hughes. Kara slices through everybody, running a layup. Got it. We're tied at two here in the early going. Reve still running it down the floor. Wagner's got it. Going to skip it over. Talbert going to fire a three. Her first look of the game, no good. And they're going to get a rebounding foul on Molly Niehaus. Going over the back of Rachel Wilson. So Barrie going to get it. Tied at two. And that's going to be Niehaus' second foul. Lauren Carey checks in the game. She is a 6'2 freshman. Hughes with the basketball. Looking for Bullock in the corner, and it's going to be last touch by Mariah as Reve deflected the ball, and then it went off of the fingertips of Bullock out of bounds, and now Reve with a chance to retake the lead. We're tied at two. Wagner dribbled down the lane over to Tolbert. Tolbert left-hand layup, no good. There's that 6'2 freshman. Carey cleans up the mess, however, lays it in 4-2 Reve. Rachel Wilson. Melissa Wagler with it. Crosses half court. She's going to be picked at half court by Tolbert. Tolbert going to lay it in, 6-2. And with 4:21 left in the opening quarter, Coach Mike Hopkins wants a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:21 left, opening quarter. 6-2 Reve leads it by four. Back to Vincennes after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Reve, 6-2. Reve leads it here in the early going. 4:20 left in the opening quarter. Bullock with it on the inbounds. Reve still 2-2-1, full court pressure. Melissa Wagler with it, gets it across half court with about a half second to spare, but she's going to be picked. And layup in and good by Megan Niehaus, 8-2 Reve. On the inbounds, Bullock over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa picks her dribble up, bounces it over to Rachel Wilson. Gets it ahead to Mariah Bullock. Mariah, ball going to be kicked by Tolbert. Barry going to get it on the baseline. Bullock with it into Melissa Wagler. Melissa looking for somebody to get open. Bounces it over to Bullock. High on the right side, Mariah Bullock. Over to Wilson, top of the key. Looking inside to Kara Hughes. Can't find her. Rachel's shot going to be blocked. And she's going to touch it last. It's going to roll out of bounds. And Reve going to get it. And Hannah Foose going to check in for the first time. Melissa Wagler going to sit down. Grace Wagner down on the baseline. Going to hit Tolbert with a little jump pass. Tolbert going to lay it up and in. 10-2 Reve, and they've scored the last 8 points of the game. Now a bad pass from Wilson. Going to go through the legs of Kara Hughes out of bounds. And Reve going to get it right in front of the Viking bench. And a missed defensive assignment on the inbounds. And Wagner is going to lay it up and in. And another full timeout by Bar Reeve. And we'll take another one. 2:56 left. First quarter, 12-2 Reve. Back to Vincennes after this one-minute timeout.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built for tough trucks for built for tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Reve, 12-2. Lady Patriots on top by 10. Barreve going against this Reve pressure. Tracy Stahl's got it as the Vikings cross half court. Barreve's just had a hard time getting the ball in a position to shoot, and Stracy going to be ripped again. Layup in and good by Megan Niehaus, 14-2. And all of those points coming in transition. Kara Hughes with it. Jump pass going to be picked off by Lane. Here comes Wagner. Grace Wagner, right-hand dribble. Going to skip it over. Little hook pass down on the baseline. Shot going to be put up and no good by Lauren Carey. And they're going to say last touch by Reve. I thought it was off of Mariah Bullock, so Vikings may have got a little bit of a break right there. And that one is going to be off Bullock. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Pass was deflected, and Bullock tried to corral it. Went off her fingertips, so Reve going to get it on the sideline. 14-2. Now Barib going to pick one, but Reve going to get it back. And Tolbert with it, going to go down the lane. Going to kick it back. Three going to be put up, and no good by Megan Niehaus. Kara going to grab the rebound, and Hughes in a hurry down the sideline. She's going to fire it out. Bullock going to set for three. It's going to roll in and out. And here comes Reve again on the run. And once again, nice job running the floor by Lauren Carey, but her layup is strong. And Barib is going to get it back. Tracy Stahl's caught in the corner. Going to get it out to Bullock. Bullock's three going to be long. But Kara Hughes is going to run down the offensive rebound. So fast and furious here in the opening quarter, 14-2 Reve. We're coming up on a minute left in the opening quarter. Tracy Stahl going to fire a three. It's going to go in and out. Rebounded by Reve. Here comes Wagner on the run. She's going to have it tapped away from behind. Here comes Kara Hughes with it. Kara's going to spin it back. Over to Bullock. Hannah Foose back to Bullock. Tracy Stahl's got it now, top of the key. Foose, and she's going to travel with it. Just took an extra step. And Barib going to give it away with 39 seconds left in the opening quarter. Melissa Wagler back in. Tracy Stahl gets her first break. And Reve with the basketball. Tolbert's got it, working on Kara Hughes. Good jump stop. Hesitation move right there by Macy Hamilton. She's a 5'3 sophomore. She's going to be fouled. That's the first foul whistled on Barib. And Hamilton going to go to the line to shoot two shots and get that foul on Mariah Bullock. Hamilton's free throw in and good. 15-2 Reve. She'll have another. Second free throw also good. 16-2. An unforced turnover. And Hamilton going to lay another one in. As bad pass. Kara Hughes had her back turned. Rachel Wilson threw the pass anyway. And it's now 18-2. Foose with it in the corner, Mariah Bullock. And Mariah got away with a double dribble. Kara Hughes now over to Bullock. And Barib unable to get a shot off. At the end of a quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Reve, 18-2. Back to Vincennes after this one-minute timeout.
Farmers will tell you Ag Lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag Lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of Ag Lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Save big at the Washington Chrysler Center's Big Finish of 2017. Right now you can take 25% off all remaining 2017 Ram trucks in stock. Quad cab 4x4s starting at just $29,572, or take 25% off a Bighorn crew cab and save over $12,000. But the biggest deal of the year is a Ram Crew Cab Laramie 4x4 that was $52.6 and now with 25% off, it's just $39,362. These deals absolutely end at the end of the year, and it's only at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Back at Vincennes Reveille, the end of one. It's all Reveille so far, 18-2. It will be Bar-E basketball. And Bar-E slow getting out of the huddle. And Bar-E with it now. Kara Hughes with the basketball. Looks like a little 1-3-1 to start the quarter for Vincennes Reveille. Tracy Stahl over to Melissa Wagler. Ball going to be on the floor. Rachel Wilson going to rip it away. Tracy with it again. Kenzie Swartzentruber just into the game. Down to Kara Hughes. Nice pass from Kenzie. Kara going to lay it up and in. 18-4. Good catch right there by Kara. Hamilton going to set for another three. Got it. Missed defensive assignment. And another timeout by Bar-E. It's going to be a full on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 21-4, Bar-E. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this 1 minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Back at Reveille, 21-4. Bar-E with the basketball. Rachel Wilson down to Kenzie Swartzentruber. Kenzie's shot going to be short. Reveille going to grab the rebound. Bar-E did a nice job breaking the pressure right there, just left it a little short. Tolbert going to go down, left-hand layup, got it. And she's going to be fouled, looking to complete the three-point play. They're going to get that one on Kara Hughes. That's going to be her first foul. Second on the team. Tolbert trying to give Reveille a 20-point lead. And she does not. It's long, but Wagner going to outrun everybody and grab the rebound. And another three put up, no good by Niehaus. Kara going to grab the rebound, and here comes Hughes. But she's going to have it poked away. Niehaus behind the back dribble. Tolbert. Over to Wagner. Wagner going to set for three. Got that one. 26-4. Reveille by 22. Coach Rick Marshall says match up. And I think that is effectively the coach of the Reveille Lady Patriots calling off the dogs. Three put up by Kenzie Swartzentruber is short. Rebounded by Tolbert. Over to Grace Wagner. Wagner going to fire another three. This one going to be long, but rebounded. And back to Wagner, over to Niehaus. She's going to set for three. It's going to be long. Ball on the floor. Reveille picks it up. Another layup is no good. And now they are going to get a foul on Tia Tolbert. Reveille had four cracks at it that time. Couldn't get one to go. And they're going to get Tolbert with a foul. That's going to be her first. Just a third on the team. 6:10 left here in quarter number two, 26-4 Reveille. Rachel Wilson with it out high. Kenzie Swartzentruber over to Kara Hughes. Kara sets, 15-footer, got it. 26-6. And a nice little step-in move by Niehaus, went around everybody, lays it in, 28-6. Kara with it. Out to Tracy Stahl. She's going to travel with it. Revee going to get it back. Mariah Bullock into the game. And Kenzie Swartz and Trooper going to sit down. Hamilton sets for another three from the corner. She got it again. That is a nice-looking sophomore player for Revee, and definitely a piece that they can count on to make outside shots as Revee hopes to make another deep tournament run this year. Hamilton's done a nice job so far here tonight. Now she is really getting after Tracy Stahl on defense. Rachel Wilson's got it. Out by half court, bounces it over. Melissa Wagler over to Kara on the left side. Kara out to Melissa. Melissa, 18-footer on the baseline, got it, 31-8. That's Melissa's spot where she scored a lot of her points this year on the left baseline. 31-8. Tolbert up and under, left-hand move, no good, grabs her own rebound. Can't get it to go, but she's going to be fouled. They're going to get that one on Rachel Wilson. That's going to be the third on the team. So Tolbert at the line, shooting two. First one is in and good. Hannah Foose checking back in. Tracy Stahl sitting down. Tolbert second, got them both, 33-8. It's a 25-point Revee lead. Hughes going to bounce it over. Melissa Wagler on the right baseline. Got it. Told you that was her spot. 33-10. Barive man-to-man on defense. Wagner's got it. Top of the key. Guarded by Melissa Wagler. Tolbert's got it again. Working on Kara Hughes. Another three going to be put up, and it's going to be short this time. That was Caroline Herman. Barive going to grab the rebound, chance to cut into it. Foose going to fire a three quickly. It misses everything. And rebounded by Hamilton, and they're going to get a foul on Rachel Wilson on the rebound. Nia Dillard checking in for the first time. Wilson going to sit down with those two fouls. .330 left, opening half, 33-10, Revee. Niehaus out to Wagner. Wagner, another three. No good, she slipped. I don't know if she landed on Melissa Wagler's foot or just came down funny. But her shot is no good, and Barry's going to grab the rebound. Kara with it, trying to get down the lane. She's going to be tied up, but she's going to rip it back away. It's going to end up in Bullock's hands. Mariah with a long three and got it, 33-10. Coach Marshall wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:54 left, second quarter, 33-13, Revee by 20. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this one-minute timeout.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral arrangements. Hello, this is John Baldwin. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. The public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana. Opening early 2018.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruritanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruritan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Back at Ralph Holzer Gymnasium, Bar Eden now with the basketball. Just like that, they're going to be fouled. Going to have to key it in out of bounds. Going to be Bullock doing it. Fourth team foul whistled on Reve. Four on Bar Eve. Nia Dillard with it on the inbounds. And she's just going to have it ripped away. And here comes Niehaus with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Wagner. Wagner goes around everybody, lays it up and in. Did a good job. Kara Hughes got there on the baseline, was ready to take a charge. And Wagner did an acrobatic move around her and laid it up and in, 35-13. Melissa Wagler now out to Nia Dillard. Bounces it over to Bullock. Mariah looking into the post to Foose. Foose, little jump hook, no good. Rebounded by Reve. And Wagner out ahead of everybody. She's going to travel with it. Bad catch. And she's going to drag her pivot foot. So Bar Eve going to get it back. 35-13 Reve. Minute 45 left here in the second quarter. Kara with the basketball. Melissa Wagler's got it. She's picked up her dribble. And ball going to be picked off again. This time it's Hamilton. Hamilton down. And she's going to be fouled by Hannah Foose. Macy Hamilton going to go back to the line to shoot two. It's going to be team foul number five on Reve. Hamilton's free throw. First one is long. Hamilton's second free throw. Got this one, 36-13. And Kara Hughes with the basketball. Hughes, left-hand dribble on the left side. Kicks it back. Bullock going to set for a long three. Got another one. 36-16. Bullock with her second triple here in the quarter. And her sixth point overall. Tolbert with it. Going to kick it back out. Megan Niehaus. Three going to be put up. And no good by Tolbert. And Bar Eve going to grab the rebound. Sprint the other way. Kara Hughes has it tapped out of bounds with 43 seconds left in the half. Tracy Stahl checks in. Rachel Wilson going to sit down. On the inbounds, Bullock over to Tracy. Tracy's got it at the top of the key. And ball going to be tapped out of bounds again as Hannah Foose was looking into the post. On the inbounds, Bullock's got it. We're under 30. Reve has been man-to-man virtually this whole quarter. They pressed and trapped for about a quarter and then took it off. And now Tracy Stahl going to be fouled with 15 seconds left and a half. That's going to be team foul number five. So Bar Eve with it on the baseline. Melissa Wagler looking inside to Foose, can't find her. Bounces it over, Mariah Bullock. Kara Hughes gonna spin around everybody, got the layup to go. And that is going to do it for the first half. Sabari with a good little spurt to close quarter number two. And on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard here at halftime, Reve 36, Bar Eve 18. Halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. Call Hoosier Ready Mix today. So at halftime, 36-18, Vikings trail by 18. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, the very accurate statistics of my favorite nephew, Caden Boyd, will have all of those for you at halftime. 36-18, Reve. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this three-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Helena Acre helps growers push their yield potential for the greatest return on investment. Seed is one of the first decisions you will make and is the first step for developing your Helena Acre. The Helena team is ready with the best hybrids and varieties customized for each acre on your farm. Contact Brad or Brent, your Helena seed representatives, to start your crop off right and make the best seed selection for your Helena Acre. Seed is only the beginning of the value Helena Chemical Company can bring to your farm, your field, your acre.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7600.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Vincennes Reve at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 36-18. Reve leads it by 18. Halftime statistics. We'll start with Vincennes Reve. They're going to be led at halftime here tonight by Macy Hamilton. Hamilton with 10 points tonight here at halftime. She's going to be followed by Megan Niehaus. Niehaus was next with 8 points. Grace Wagner followed her with 7. Tia Tolbert was next with 6. And Lauren Carey rounded out the Vincennes Reve scoring with a bucket for 2 points. At halftime, Vincennes Reve finished the half 14 of 32 from the field. That's good for 44%. They were 5 of 7 from the line. That's 71%. Add all that up, and that's 36 points for Vincennes Reve. For Bar Eve here at halftime, they're 18 points. They're going to go like this. Kara Hughes leading the Viking attack with 8 points. Mariah Bullock with 2 made 3-point baskets for 6 points. And Melissa Wagler with 2 baseline jumpers for her 4 points. You add all that up, that is 18 points. Vikings finished 9 of 7 from the field in the opening half. That is 53%. The Viking problem in the opening half, and that was the turnover bug, as Reve going to get several turnovers in their pressure defense. They opened up a big lead. I believe it was as big as 28-4 when Coach Rick Marshall called the proverbial dogs off and Revee settled into more of a half-court man-to-man defense, and Vikings found offense a little easier to go by after that moment. So add all of that up, and it is 36-18 here at halftime. As we mentioned, Revee under the tutelage now and leadership of a new head coach, and that new head coach is Rick Marshall, who, of course, for years spent a lot of time building an excellent girls program at North Knox High School. And North Knox has just had an outstanding girls program for decades now. That all started by Coach Rick Marshall. Coach Marshall retired from North Knox, went over to the boys' side for a little while, helped some of his former students out, was basically kind of out of the game, and Coach Tim Young tenure ended over here at Revee, and they coaxed Coach Marshall out of retirement, and for a summer hiring, that is about as good as you can do, as Rick Marshall with Hall of Fame credentials indeed, and Revee has basically not missed a beat. They looked excellent in the early going. The pressure defense looked as good as ever. Their 1-3-1 trap looked as good as ever. And Revee is certainly going to be a handful come tournament time, all the way up until perhaps they make another trip to the state finals. So it, certainly another good season here at Revee. Only one loss. They knocked off their crosstown rival, Vincennes Lincoln, amongst others. And Revee highly ranked in Class 1A again. We are going to go ahead and take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the second half action. Once again, here at halftime, 36-18, Vikings trail by 18. We'll be back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this 3-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Reed Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Vincennes Reve, 36-18. Vikings trail by 18 here at halftime, and we are getting ready for second half action. And we'll see how Reve approaches the second half. Vincennes Reve opened up a big 24-point lead, kind of got out of their pressure defense. Bari made a little run, just found the offense a little easier to come by in the second quarter. We'll see if Reve gets back into some pressure here in the second half. It will be Reve basketball. Niehaus has it over to Hamilton. Tolbert's got it. Wagner going to set for three. It's long, rebounded by Bullock. Good block out by Mariah. She gets it out to Kara Hughes. Here comes Bar-Reeve with it. Kara has the basketball. Bounces it over. Melissa Wagler now on the right wing. Out to Bullock. Mariah going to set for another long one. That one going to roll in and out. That would have been her third. Here comes Niehaus with it in a hurry. Going to skip it into the corner. Hamilton with another shot. That one going to be long. And Reve going to grab the rebound. That's Tolbert. She's going to be fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. I think they're going to get that one on Kara Hughes. Tolbert's free throw rolls in and good. And she got her next one. So 38-18, Reve back into a little pressure. I thought they may try that after they ended the first half not being very sharp. They're going to get a double dribble on Kara Hughes. So Reve going to get it on the sideline. And a long three going to be put up by Tolbert. It's going to bang off long, rebounded by Rachel Wilson. And Rachel going to spin it out. Melissa Wagler now. Going to bounce it over to Kara. Kara. And her pass going to be picked off for just a second. Ball on the floor. And here comes Wagner out ahead of everybody. Right-hand layup, got it, 40-18. Bari with the basketball, going against some 2-2-1 full court pressure. Tracy Stahl with it. Over to Bullock on the right side. And wide pass out of bounds. And Reve going to get it back. Down on the baseline, Tolbert got around everybody. She's going to be fouled again and go to the line to shoot two. And they're going to get that one on Kara Hughes. That's going to be her third. 40-18, 6 minutes left here, third quarter. First free throw is no good, going to roll out. She'll have another one. And she got the second one. 41-18, Reve still in some 2-2-1 full court pressure. Rachel Wilson going to have it picked away from by Hamilton. Hamilton's layup no good. Bar-Eve going to grab the rebound. And Rachel Wilson with it again. Ball on the floor, just too much dribbling by Bar-Eve. And once again, Barrie going to be forced to foul Grace Wagner, and Wagner going to go to the line to shoot two more. Wagner at the line. First one rolls in and out. Third team foul this half on Barrie. Wagner's second free throw. Got that one, 42-18. Kara Hughes with the rebound. Or with the inbounds pass. And a bad pass to the sideline. Going to be saved by Tracy Stahl. But Revee back the other way. And Wagner going to be fouled again and go to the free throw line to shoot two more. And I think they're going to get that one on Kara Hughes. That's her fourth. So Wagner at the free throw line. Got the first one, 43-18. First 5 points this second half scored by Revee. Coach Mike Hopkins wants a timeout. And we will take one, too. 5:28 left, third quarter, 43-18 Revee. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Lagodi.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Back at Revee. Wagner got both free throws. It's 44-18 now. Barrie with the basketball headed into the half court. Looks like Revee settled back into man-to-man defense again. Tracy Stahl, little 15-footer from the elbow, got it to go, 44-20. Grace Wagner, little give and go. Layup in and good, that time by Caroline Herman, 46-20. And pass going to be thrown out of bounds. Foos was looking for Bullock. And Revee going to get it again. Revee with the basketball. Tolbert down on the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Tracy Stahl's got it on the right wing. Looking inside to Foos. Foos off the glass and got it. Good entry pass right there by Tracy. And a good post up and make right there by Hannah Foos. And back the other way. Wagner, three. Got another one. 49-22. 27-point Revee lead. And ball going to be picked away this time. And Niehaus going to lay it in. 51-22. Foos with it on the left side. Going to have it tapped away again. And here comes Revee again. Niehaus, and she's going to get called for a travel. And she made a good catch. I'm not sure if she traveled. I don't know if she had possession of it long enough to travel. But Barrie going to get it back, trailing 51-22. Foos with it. Almost another steal for Revee. Tracy Stahl going to set for a quick three. It's no good. Rebounded. Tolbert. And Rivet with it again. Ball's going to be on the floor. Good job by Tracy Stahl. She's going to be tied up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Bar Eve. And Kara Hughes with it on the inbounds. 3:40 left, third quarter, 51-22. And tapped out of bounds by Wagner. Sabari going to get it on the sideline. On the inbounds, Tracy Stahl, guarded by Tolbert. And she's going to have it picked away. Bar Eve going to take it back. Rachel Wilson over to Bullock. Mariah going to set for three. Got it. 51-25. It's now a 26-point lead. Wagner going to set for a three on the other end. Got it. And it's 54-25. Kara Hughes with the basketball. She's going to be fouled in front of the Viking bench. And Vincent Gervais wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take another one. 2:56 left, third quarter, 54-25. Back to Vincent Gervais after this one-minute timeout.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built for tough trucks for built for tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back at Rivet, it will be Bar Eve basketball. On the inbounds, Bullock with it. Foose has it, gonna tap it, and Rivet gonna pick it up. Grace Wagner has it now. And another Rivet three, going to be no good, but Wagner goes around everybody, grabs it, left-hand layup, got it. 56-25. Rachel Wilson with it. Back to Bullock. And ball going to be on the floor. We're going to have another tie-up. This time, possession arrow going to give it back to Vincennes Rivet. So Wagner with the basketball, 56-25, minute 50 left. They're just going to clear out a side. Her shot, no good. And then they're going to get a rebounding foul on Lauren Carey. Going to be the second foul whistled this half. Rachel Wilson with it for the Vikings. Over to Bullock. Foose going to set for a three. It's going to bang off long and rebounded by Rivet again. And Carey with a nice post move. I tell you, for a 6'2 freshman, she does a good job with body control, really runs the floor hard. Another nice piece for these Reve Lady Patriots, 58-25. Rachel Wilson with it in the right corner. Going to skip it over. Foose, 18-footer from the baseline. No good. Kara Hughes going to grab the rebound. She's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two. So Hughes at the line. Her first free throw going to be long and no good. Kara will have another. And second one is good. 58-26. Reve basketball. And they're going to get a travel on Reve that time. And Barry's going to get it back. So we're at 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Bullock over to Melissa Wagler. Mariah's got it again. And she's going to be picked off, and that's going to be Tolbert. Going to go down and lay it up, 60-26. It's a 34-point Reve lead. And ball going to be on the floor. Tolbert going to come up with it again. We're under 10. And nice pass by Tolbert, but Reve going to miss a layup. Tolbert going to grab the offensive rebound. And Carey going to flick one up at the buzzer and got it to go. So everything going Reve's way. And at the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 62-26 Reve back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this 1 minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Save big at the Washington Chrysler Center's Big Finish of 2017. Right now you can take 25% off all remaining 2017 Ram trucks in stock. Quad cab 4x4 starting at just $29,572. Or take 25% off a Bighorn crew cab and save over $12,000. But the biggest deal of the year is a Ram crew cab Laramie 4x4 that was $52,600 and now with 25% off it's just $39,362. These deals absolutely end at the end of the year, and it's only at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Back at Reve, 8 minutes left. 62-26. Reve in control. Nia Dillard into the game. Ball on the floor. And Wagner going to dive on it. Possession arrow going to give it back to Reve. So Reve with it with a 36-point lead. Niehaus has it over to Tolbert. Tolbert going to back it out. Crossover dribble. Tolbert probably got fouled right there, no call. But Rachel Wilson going to double dribble it on the rebound. And Revee going to get it underneath their own basket. Ball on the floor again. Possession arrow going to give it back to Bari this time. And Tracy Stahl going to be fouled in front of the Bari bench. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Revee. Rachel Wilson with it in the corner, down to Melissa Wagler. Ball going to be tapped out of bounds by Wagner. And Revee going to get it back, or Barive going to get it back. Bullock with it. Over to Tracy, and it's going to be picked away, and here comes Revee on the run. Wagner, left-hand layup, got it, 64-26. And it's a 38-point Revee lead. Tracy with it, back to Bullock. Tracy Stahl's got it again. Nia Dillard has it. Over to Mariah. Mariah going to center it. Nia Dillard caught in the corner, going to dribble it out. Going to skip it over, but it's going to be picked off by Molly Niehaus. She's coming up the right side, going to pitch it back. And a long three put up, no good, but Niehaus going to grab it, lay it in. 66-26. Bullock with the basketball. Over to Tracy. Going to be picked off. Here comes Tolbert with it. Tolbert behind the back dribble. Wagner, three from the corner, got it. 69-26. Ball going to be on the floor. Barive going to pick it up. Bullock's got it again. Over to Tracy Stahl. And Tracy going to step on the sideline. Tracy Stahl and Nia Dillard sit down. Kara Hughes, Kinsey Schwarzentruber back in for Barive. Revee with it again. Megan Niehaus over to Hamilton. Carey has it. We're going to clear out a side. She's going to go down. Layup, no good, but she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. 69-26, 4:26 left in the game. And it has been all Revee since it was 2-2 early in the first quarter. Carey got the first one. She'll have one more. And second one going to bang off long. You're going to get a foul on Molly Niehaus. Over the back on Kara Hughes. That's 5 team fouls on each. Comes Kara with the basketball. Mariah's got it on the left side. Back to Kara. Kara on the right wing. Her shot going to be blocked, but Kara going to pick it up. Going to skip it back out. Bullock, another three. Got another one. 70 to 29. Vikings cut it to 41, and then they're going to tap it out of bounds on the other end. Tolbert on the inbounds. Layup, going to roll in and good. 72-29. And Bullock with a long three on the other end. It's going to bounce off, no good. Rachel Wilson going to pick it up. Her rebound shot is no good. Ball on the floor. Now Reve going to come out with it with 3.5 minutes left. Hamilton with it on the right side. Going to skip it back. Tolbert going to set for a three. Got another one. 75-29. Kara Hughes with a bank shot. On the other end, got it to go, 75-31. And Coach Rick Marshall wants a full timeout. And we will go ahead and take one, too. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Reve here in Vincennes, 75-31. Back to Vincennes Reve High School after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Reve, and Vincennes Reve with five new players into the game. Let's see if we can find them on the roster. That's going to be Caitlin Creech, a 6 foot junior, going to lay it in, 77-31. So Bar-Eve with the basketball again. Bullock with it, top of the key. Kenzie Swartzentruber, 15-footer on the wing, is no good. And last touch by Rachel Wilson. So Reve going to get it back. Chloe Knapp checks in. Rachel Wilson going to sit down. And here comes Reve with the basketball. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. Creech with it. And she's going to travel, giving it back to Bar-Eve. Mariah Bullock with it. And looking for Kara Hughes. Is going to be tapped out of bounds. Vikings going to get it again. So Kara with it on the inbounds. Looking for somebody, anybody. Over to Swartzentruber. Melissa Wagler with it now. Bounces it over. Chloe Knapp. Her shot no good. And rebounded by Reve. And three going to be put up and good and nowhere to be found. We're going to call that. We're going to call her Avery Vantland. How about that, favorite nephew, Caden Boyd? We'll give her three. It's 80-31. And Reve going to pick one away with a minute and a half left. And another three going to be put up. This one no good by Reve. Good block out by Kara Hughes. Kara with it. Out on the run. Going to go around everybody. Layup no good. Reve going to come up with it. Now they are going to be on the run. It's going to be tapped out of bounds by Mariah Bullock with a minute left. Andrea Graber in for the Vikings. Mo sits down. On the inbounds, ball going to be picked away. Here comes Kara with it. Andrea Graber going to travel with it. And Rebe going to get it back. So Rebe with the basketball. And a baseline jumper up and no good. Andrea Graber going to track the rebound down, get it off to Melissa. Chloe Knepp now. Over to Andrea. Kara's got it again. Kara with a long three, going to bank it in. 80-34. And we are down to 15 seconds left. Kenzie Swartz going to tap one out of bounds. With 12.3 seconds left. And on the inbounds, Kara Hughes going to pick one off. And with 10 seconds, let's see if Barrie can get another shot. Melissa Wagler has it. We're at five. Kara going to fire a long one just ahead of the buzzer. It's going to be no good, and that's going to do it. 80-34, the final tonight here at Reve. Vincennes Reve controls it from the beginning. We're going to take one final quick timeout, and when we come back, all of the postgame show. Postgame brought to you tonight by our good friend Alex Knepp, senior financial advisor at German American Financial Services on Highway 57 in Washington. Back to Reve after this quick timeout.
When you order ReadyMix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier ReadyMix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier ReadyMix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier ReadyMix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Vincennes Reve, 80-34 tonight. Vincennes Reve in control from the beginning of the game. And as my favorite and most intelligent nephew, Caden Boyd, tabulates all of tonight's final statistics, we will tell you that we'll go ahead and name tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And tonight at Reve, that Ford Tough Player of the Game will be Mariah Bullock. Bullock with some made three-point baskets tonight, and that is going to lead to her being named the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Final statistics tonight. First for Vincennes Reveille. They're going to be led by Grace Wagner's 24 points. She's going to be followed tonight by Tia Tolbert. Tolbert with 16. Macy Hamilton was next. She had 10. Megan Niehaus also joined Hamilton with 10 points. Lauren Carey, the 6'2 freshman, 7 points, 5 of those coming in the second half. Caroline Herman, Molly Niehaus, and Caitlin Creech each finished with 2. Reveille going to finish 29 of 58 from the floor, 50%, 11 from 16 from the line for 69%. Barrive, they are going to be led tonight by Kara Hughes. Hughes tonight with 14 points, 8 in the first half, 6 in the second. She's followed tonight by Mariah Bullock. Bullock ended with 12. Melissa Wagler finished with 4 tonight. A couple of baseline jumpers in the first half. And Hannah Foose and Tracy Stahl each finished with 2. Vikings tonight finished 13 of 30 from the floor for 43%. Just 2 free throws shot tonight, 1 of 2 for 50%. Add all that up, and it's 80 to 34 tonight, a resounding Vincennes Reveille victory. Well, join us again this week. We've got a busy weekend, a week of basketball. Barrive, the girls, back in action on Thursday night. Of course, Friday night, it is Barrive and Lagodi boys. And then on Saturday afternoon, it'll be the Barrive girls and Forest Park girls again in a varsity-only contest. I'd like to thank Dave Foster back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. I'm Mike DeCourcy, one more time, saying Barrive falls tonight to Vincennes Reveille, 80-34. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Barrive Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
Why do you keep on staring at mirror?